This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I just like the music. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I say it. I mean it. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do. I know there's 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it a lot more than you think. I really do. Anyway, head over to the website where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do there up on the website. I do want you to be involved. I do want you to be engaged. It makes a big difference. It really does. So if you head over to the website, you can sign up for the email blast, right? Real simple. Give me your email address, top right-hand corner. You can't. Matter of fact, if you miss the email setup, the email blast setup, you shouldn't be driving, okay? That's how in-your-face it is, if you would. And then on top of that, some of you said, you know, I won't do the email thing. Enough emails coming in, Joe. I don't need any more emails coming in. I get it. I appreciate that. I don't want them either. They make me nuts. But what you can do, or what we can do, is you can text messaging, right? You get a text alert. So what you do is send a TRS. God, the tongue and the mouth aren't working right. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I really do appreciate the time that you guys hang out with me, the time that you guys just spend with us. There's chat rooms, there's live chat rooms over at the website, there's on Facebook, there's a live room there as well. I don't know what they call it. Live feed, I guess, is the proper terminology. What the heck do I know? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, the DNC is going to do it again. No joke, they're serious. And some of you don't agree with me, you don't believe me, whatever, okay? But they're going to do it again. They're rigging this election, or the rigging the primary, for the person they want. There's no way around it. When you look at what they're doing to keep others away, you can't disagree with me. Now, with the deadline to qualify for the next month's third round, I mean, can you imagine? Who wants to keep hearing these people all this time? With the deadline to qualify for the next month's third round of Democrat presidential debates, the Democrat National Committee is facing an angry chorus of criticism from the candidates, right? Some of them, well, now we know some of those won't make the cut. I get it. You get irritated. You miss it by a couple. But they've really made it a problem to get to. And who do you think, you know, Uncle Joe with this weekend's gaffe? That was great. Right? Apparently, I want you to know, I don't know if it made it to the news yet, but Keene, New Hampshire has now been annexed by Vermont. That's just a little tidbit of information Uncle Joe got us. God, that guy, he's great. So, an issue is DNC's new criteria for these contenders to take part of the primetime, give me a break, any more than this, the primetime showdown, which I just don't get. I don't get this at all. Seriously. Why are they making it harder? People want to hear from all, right? Don't they want to give everybody a chance to speak? Isn't that kind of the whole Democrat thing? Just, I'm asking for a friend. Seriously. So including contributions from 100, you have to include contributions from 130,000 individual donors, right? Reaching at least 2% in 4 qualifying polls. 2%. Well, look, de Blasio's just, I don't know, he's just out spending money to spend money. There's no way that guy's going to win anything. If the other 22 die tomorrow in a plane crash, okay, you're done. Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who also needs a miracle to qualify by the end of Wednesday's deadline, argued that these DNC debate rules have turned this primary into the Hunger Games. God, that's great. Anyway, I get the kick out of the... Again, what do they expect? Do they expect a fair shake? After all of this, did they really expect a fair shake? Now, while the criticism is not new, right? I mean, they've been through this before. They know they know how this works. They have definitely been through this before. Now, while the criticism is not new, the DNC faced similar jabs earlier this year when many of the longer shots for the nomination struggled to make the stage at the first and second round debates. Now, this time around, the National Party committee is specifically being attacked over just all the aggravation of the qualifying polls. Right now, some say that it's preventing candidates that are close to qualifying from actually making the stage. So I'm trying to figure, this is again, remember, these are the people that don't want any rules. They don't want any borders. They don't want any rules. Right? These are the same people that changed all the terminologies in San Francisco so that prisoners wouldn't feel bad, so convicts wouldn't feel bad. They don't want them to feel bad. So now it's kind of like, well, if we almost make it, we should be allowed. No, you have to make it. There's no gold medal for almost being first. You know what? It's called second place. I mean, seriously. These people want to run the country. The campaign of billionaire environmental and progressive activist Tom Steyer, right, one poll short of making the stage, charged that its candidate is being denied the ability to qualify by the lack of the recent qualifying polls. No, your candidate's being denied because he didn't meet the minimum requirements. This is not brain surgery. This is easy stuff. Sorry. There's that great music. Anyway, it's really hilarious that these people are complaining about not being able to make it. Work harder. Try harder. Heck, if you can't get 120,000 people to donate $5 to your campaign, get out. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We should be having a lot of fun. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
To the Real Side on GBN, GCN Live, GBN, God bless America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's bring her on, because you always have so much fun when she's on with me, kicking the week off. Kimberly Moran joins me from the, I heard it's a great state. I don't know. With all the stuff I'm hearing, I hear that you guys allowed Joe Biden to annex Keene, New Hampshire. Is that true?
Oh, they can have it. Vermont can have Keene. It's crazy freaking city. Yeah.
Oh, God. Can you believe?
Hardcore lefties.
Didn't you think that was just great? I mean, seriously. When the reporter asked, what?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, okay, I understand You know, these guys are traveling all over the place, but...
Oh, come on.
He just went
with
it.
Don't cut him any slack. Give me a break.
He can't remember his middle name if he even has one. Are you kidding me? The guy's off his rocker. And I feel bad because, in general, he seems like a decent guy.
Right.
But the reality is, he doesn't know what the heck is going on.
No.
He just makes up stuff left and right. I mean, he said when he graduated college, which was a gazillion years ago, he had $300,000 or $280,000 worth of debt. He changed the numbers instantly. How, dude? I mean, what did you go to school for? Doctors back then didn't even have that much debt. Medical doctors.
Nope.
And so he makes stuff up. He even said something. He said 40 students were shot at Kent State. No, dude, it was four.
Yeah, he hasn't. He really hasn't hit a number right yet, has he? I mean, seriously.
No.
Dates.
He shouldn't
totally
talk numbers ever.
Him. What's that?
He should never talk numbers because he screws them up every single time.
Yeah, I agree with you. But his team
he's
is not going to stop him. You
wait,
know that.
Let's think about it. He screws up numbers. He screws up dates. He screws up his own reality and truth. He screws up history. He's got nothing. It's sad, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you
think? The only reason he's popular in the polls is because of name recognition.
Yeah. They know.
He won't be the candidate.
You don't think so? Well, I was going to ask you that. Who do you think ultimately, who's going to end up being their person, do you think?
I think it's going to be Lizzie Warren.
Ooh. I knew you were going to go there.
I don't know why.
Warren and Harris?
Oh, God. God help me. No, I don't think they would go that route.
You don't think so?
That would be really dumb.
Okay.
I don't know. Warren and...
Really?
Oh, maybe they'll go Warren and Buttigieg.
Really? Oh, come on.
Or maybe it'll be Warren and Booker. I have no idea.
I think
Warren's going to be the one. And they're going to lose. They've got no decent candidate. I mean, like I said before, I like Tulsi Gabbard. I do like her. But they're trying to rig the primary so she can't even be on the debate stage.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Because she has, in the polls in New Hampshire, she has a real clear politics. She has 3.3% polling, and she got the 160,000 individual donations. But now they're changing the game, and they're saying, we don't like those certain polls, and it's got to be this or that. But yet they have people like Julian Castro on the debate stage who's polling at zero. So,
I think what I love is what's his name? De Blasio, right? It's kind of like,
God.
Has anybody showed him the numbers? Have anybody really sat down and said, hey, dude, look what you got going on here. What's wrong with you? Right? I don't think anybody has. I don't know whether. Can you imagine if somebody said to you, listen, there's seven people on the board of directors. Six of them can't stand you. Okay? And you're going for this job. I don't know how we're going to pull this off. I mean, when you're at a, what is it, 0.0168, percentage, don't you think you might want to say, hey, this doesn't seem to be working out the way I thought?
Right.
Right?
I think, you know what it is so all these people who are political consultants are getting paid cash, right?
Right.
So why are they going to end their own job by being honest with a candidate before they can suck as much money out of them, right? Seriously.
No, I hear you. You would think that some of these guys running for president are sitting there going, okay, listen, what are you guys doing for me? What's going on? How are we going to change this? What are we going to fix, right? I mean, really? Kind of where my head would be.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not the sharpest guy.
Well, you know what? I've been a consultant for not obviously politics, but for other, business stuff. And if your client is going to hurt themselves, Yeah, try to stop them.
You would think,
you know,
so.
Or if the project they want to move forward is going to fail, you kind of tell them.
Yep.
And even if they get mad, which I've had happen, you still, if you have principles and integrity, you say, hey, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know?
You brought
At
that
least
whole,
you can say it didn't.
You brought that whole principles and integrity into it. You know, I don't know. That doesn't work out so well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, especially not for the left. That's
no.
for sure.
No, there's a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk about. But this was the thing. I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, how do you guys keep this rolling? You know, you've got, what, three? Here's the other part I love. This is the party of diversity. Who are their top three candidates?
Three old white people, right?
I love this. I'm savoring this because I'm saying to myself, how are you going to sell this? How are you going to sell the fact that even the people voting in your primaries didn't vote for a black person?
Well, no, here's the thing. That's why I think the president, I still think it's probably going to be Lizzie Warren, but they got to pick someone diverse as VP. And it's got to be a guy.
Really? Well,
yeah, come on.
Two women on the ticket may be a problem. Not for me. But,
yeah.
You know, some people may still have a problem with that because they want to ease into it. They got bit last time. They chose a different, I'm using their words, by the way, you know, a different candidate. I'm saying, you know what, this is just so crazy. I mean, this is seriously just so crazy. Anyway.
Yep.
China. All right. It wants a calm end to the trade war. But, man, I'll tell you what. He's making them nervous. And I'll tell you why when we come back. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. Kimberly Moran joins me. She's going nowhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says China has no choice but to make a trade deal with the United States, and he thinks one is coming. The president wrapping up a long weekend at the G7 summit in France, saying he believes China is sincere and has no choice because its economy is in trouble.
So when you say, do you think they want to? Maybe they want to and maybe they don't, but I think they want to make a deal. I'm not sure they have a choice, and I don't say that as a threat. They can't do what they were saying they're going to do, because if they do that, they're going to be met with it's really very violent force.
Also making headlines, President Trump says some have suggested holding next year's 2020 G7 at his private golf resort, Doral, in Florida. The president says he's open to it, but says there's no financial gain.
My people wanted it. From my standpoint, I'm not going to make any money. In my opinion, I'm not going to make any money. I don't want to make money. I don't care about making money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Are some messed up white people. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and trying to be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me just bring her on. I enjoy having her on with me every week. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of get the week rolling, get a, you know, I don't know, you know, they call the middle of the country the heartland. You know, what is New England? I mean, it used to be that was like the heartbeat. You knew, you kind of got a feel for where politics was going, but man, it's, forgive me, but it's whack there now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have cold hearts.
Yep. Okay. That's it. There you go.
I don't know why they would ever call New England the heartbeat of politics when most of the states are left-wing insane asylums.
Yeah, but they weren't always like that, Kimberly. You know what I mean? I remember...
Yeah, what, 200 years ago?
Thank you. Thank you. I was just going to say how I remember when, but then you threw 200 years ago in there. And there you go. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time. That's right. I can't hang you anymore. So, no, but really, seriously, it used to be you could have civil conversations. You could, you know, you really talk about politics in such
true.
A fashion that it kind of made sense to you. Even if you didn't agree with each other, everybody had their idea of what it, you know, who should really be the players. And now it's just yelling at each other. And it's gone so far left, you really don't even want to have a conversation. You know what I mean?
No. Nope. You know, I don't know. It just seems to get worse and worse and worse. And it's the fault of the left, of course, because they just, if you don't agree with them, they scream, yell, and then they just call you names.
Yeah.
So that they try to make it so other people won't listen to you or your point of view, or they make it so you won't even express your point of view.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you're just a regular person and you start having what you think is an interesting conversation, and then someone all of a sudden calls you racist or white supremacist out of the blue when you don't resemble anything like that, a normal person might just not speak up anymore.
You're not a white supremacist?
Nah.
All right, so listen, I'm just going to touch on this because I'm going to get into it deeper later on, but the China tariffs, I am not an economic expert. I keep telling people they have been taking advantage of us for years, not just as of late, but for years. When I was in technology, they definitely, I mean, as far as what do they call it? The, you know, when they steal your technology from you, right?
Yep.
The intellectual property.
Theft.
They take it a heartbeat. You have to give them the information on any kind of technology that you're selling in China. So gave them a leg up. And, you know, again, as President Trump said, all the money that we've been, I mean, we owe them a lot of money, but all the money they pick up on us in fees and what have you. So the president decided to start turning that around, stop letting them take advantage of us. And everybody's screaming, you know, about the, you know, the relationship we have with them. He's ruining the relationship we have with them. And look what he's doing to the world economy. Well, we'll get into that later on. But, you know, Monday, as of today, they've asked for a calm end to all this craziness. They want to fix the trade war. You know why? Because they're in some real financial trouble. Their currency, China's currency, has plummeted to an 11-year low. Right, you're talking about $550 billion worth of goods they can't deal with anymore. This is a lot of money, and the president's right. If you could, it's like a crack addict. You just don't stop taking it the next day, and everything's fine. People don't see that. You know what I'm saying?
So no, and the thing is, we have had a huge deficit with them. They've always charged tariffs to us. I personally would prefer there be no tariffs ever, because we pay for them, you know, individual consumers, but China was already charging us when we sold stuff over to them.
Right.
So, you know, obviously that it's their people paying, but we've had an unfair disadvantage for decades.
Right.
Thanks to previous administrations, and something does need to change. And I don't know why the heck we would have ever gotten involved with a communist nation that treats their people horrifyingly in the first place.
All weekend, I was listening to these economists, and some of them were right on with the fact that, look, when we let China in, I think, what was it, to the G7, we let China into all to the world trade, and they started to take over. They started to become a little bit and gaining power, if you would, on the U.S. And when you turn around and look at all this, you can't tell me that the experts didn't see this happening. You can't tell me that the expert economists from years gone by have said, look, you can't let China get this kind of grip. You can't let them get this kind of power, because they manipulate their money. They manipulate the value. You know, we owe them like $1 billion, and how are we going to get how in God's creation are we going to come down hard on them? I mean, the president doesn't care. He'll come down hard on them, I'm sure.
How many economists are leftists or Keynesian economists? Who were the economists that were advising any of the presidents?
Yeah.
Certainly Obama didn't have any good ones.
Well, he was his own economist. He knew more than they did. He said that a couple of times. You know, where he's got a pulse. He's got a pulse on this stuff. He understands how it works. China's one of our greater allies. Yeah, that worked out well.
Clearly, Obama isn't the brightest bulb on the tree, because he and his wife just bought a $14 million mansion on Martha's Vineyard, and the ocean and sea levels are going to rise and kill everyone in 10 to 12 years. So he's obviously not that smart.
Well, maybe he's not telling anybody he's got a rare disease, he'll be dead in 9 years. Maybe he'll unload it just before all that happens. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
climate change stuff is so real, though. We have to spend trillions of dollars and put people out of work.
Don't get me started.
Kill birds.
I pulled that piece by Peter Spielman. It says, the UN predicts disaster if global warming is not checked. A senior UN environmental official said the entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. Darn it.
So let us get wiped off the face of the earth. At least we all go together. I've been waiting for a sweet meteor of death since 2016.
There goes, right, you don't have to pay taxes. So this article was published in 1989 and said we should be wiped out. If we don't change it, we're gone by the year 2000. Now, either I'm in a state of some kind of stasis, or I think there's still a reality happening, or they were wrong again. You know?
I'm gonna go with they were wrong again. They're wrong about everything. Yeah. So, you know, we'll just go with that. That the only thing consistent and factual about the global warming cultists is that they're always wrong.
Oh, and
it's the only accurate thing about them.
Nobody calls. Would you keep going to your stockbroker if he kept giving you the wrong stock to the buy?
No.
Would you keep going to your doctor if he diagnosed you wrong day after day after day? What is wrong with these
people?
No,
that's the whole point.
God.
You don't listen to you don't listen to the quote unquote experts who keep telling you bad things that are going to happen, so you take action, but they never happen.
Yeah.
But they never, ever, none of them ever happen.
Hey, April Ryan's in the news, I guess. She's a real peach, too. But, you know, CNN, really, if you've seen them over the last couple of days, the trend now is, now the talking point is that Donald Trump may have actually caused more deaths than Hitler did. No numbers, no proof. Don't tell you where they get the information. They're just going to throw it out there. And everybody on the panel shakes their head up and down like, well, that's a serious, could be right.
No one ever questions, I know.
Right? God bless.
They never. And that's what drives me, insane about, and CNN's not mainstream, but that even all the other, the actual mainstream media, they don't question these people.
No.
They don't question Democrats, especially, about any of the statements they say. Even if the reporter in its head knows it's factually incorrect, they typically do not say, well, what about this? Or, well, what about what this part? You know what I mean?
Oh,
and that drives me insane. Because then listeners or viewers think it's true.
Yeah.
Because the reporter didn't disagree or try to straighten out or get the facts or present the facts.
Right.
It's really ridiculous.
It is, but watching them try to defend this, and they never backpedal. No, I won't say backpedal. They never stop and say, well, wait a minute, that might be a little too far. Let's talk about that. Never. And they never backpedal, on this stuff. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Kimberly Brin's going nowhere. She'll be with us on the other side of the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, not just being part of the solution, but I want you part of the conversation. I want you involved and engaged. I really do. I think it's crazy for you not to be. We have a live chat room up on the website. We have a live... Facebook feed, whatever the stupid thing's called. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring Kimberly Marin with me. Always enjoy the time that she's with us on the air. And look, if you want to get, you want to ask a question, send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Okay, Kimberly. Again, love Trump's hate people, dragging people out. Where they've been invited. April Ryan had one of her bodyguards remove not a fan, obviously, but it definitely...
I don't know who he was, to be honest.
Was it a reporter?
It was a reporter, yes. And he was he had permission, like, yes, you can come in and report on this. So I don't know. Usually Democrats are pretty good about not allowing people they don't want in there.
Right.
But they, I don't know if she knew him or she just didn't want to be recorded at all. Because later on, after her bodyguard assaulted this reporter, she said something
about how
she didn't want...
Are you suggesting that a CNN bodyguard or somebody for CNN would actually commit an act of violence on another human being?
I expect it. he stole the guy's camera and then he assaulted him, and she just said, oh, I didn't want him to twist my words. He was videoing. How's he going to twist your words? He's videoing. The guy wasn't asking questions. The guy wasn't saying anything. Quietly videoing what her speech is, and she had him be removed.
Yeah, this is the love Trump's hate people. These are the people that, you know, they quote-unquote, they're out for freedoms. They don't want to take any freedoms, unless, of course, you know, it's a conservative. And we don't even know if this person was conservative. We don't know if this person, you know, worked for a conservative outlet. Just didn't work for CNN, apparently.
Yeah, definitely didn't work for CNN. I mean, I don't know if there are other reporters recording or not, but... He had permission to be there and or was invited, so he might have gotten a general press, you know how they send them out. And he asked for a press pass, and he had one to get into that event and record it. And, you know, apparently April Ryan didn't like it. So she had her bodyguard rough him up.
Well, again, I get the biggest kick out of some of this stuff. These people are screaming and yelling about what they perceive to be truth, what they believe we should be doing to make a greater America, and how we should be coming together. And then you see things like this on a regular basis. You see this more on the left than you ever do on the right. The violence that takes place on a regular basis, the left never calls out that violence unless it's done by a well-known, well-identified conservative group, right? I mean, it just just never stops. I don't know. I think this is out of control until some of the sane ones, like we've always said before. I remember when Islamophobics, whatever they were calling them, Muslim phobics or what have you. And I would have many Muslims on the show at the time, and I kept saying, if you would just open your mouth, if I don't need a majority of you, if a bunch of you would open your mouth and say, this violence is not what our religion calls for, this violence is not what we approve of, if you would just say that, you would bring the tension level down. You would bring the hate level down to no end. Couldn't get them to speak up, and I couldn't figure out why. You look at the left, it's the same thing. They won't speak out or speak up against anything.
No, and, you know, they, on their side, they can say whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. They can be a horrifying human being with factual evidence to prove that they actually committed vile crimes, and they will still be supported, and they won't say anything. And, of course, the media supports that.
Oh, yeah.
They go along with it. Because they get their narrative from the left. So if someone does something, the exact reason why I got involved in politics, Reverend Wright, horrifying, horrifying, racist, America-hating, anti-Semite. And the media just sort of, under the rug, went away. Anyone else, especially a Republican, would have been out of the presidential race at that point.
Wow.
Not Obama.
Yeah. You know, CNN is just, they are struggling.
They've gotten so bad.
I know. I don't even know how to put I'm thinking,
I don't understand it.
What do you tout them at nowadays? The Joke Network? The Reaching for Straws Network? I mean, really? I mean, they spent, what, 20 minutes total talking about Mayor de Blasio? I mean, God, that guy's just...
Years ago, when they first came out, I used to watch them. like for certain news.
Well, there were
you
a lot
know,
of people because they were news-based. They were truly news-based.
Right, it was news. If I wanted to find out national news, because obviously I will watch my local news stations, but I would watch them. And it's just degenerated to just this left-wing hate fest against conservatives and, of course, against Trump. And I don't get the point, number one, and number two, how they're even still on the air.
I don't.
I really don't.
I meant to copy it down. I might have gotten to it, but it was the ratings. You know, the hour-by-hour ratings, CNN against Fox, and there was another service they were against. And it was like Fox beat the crud out of them by big numbers, you know, pretty much every hour. And when they talk about the influence that Fox has, you kind of get it. But the reality is there just more conservatives watching Fox TV than there are liberals watching the other news outlets? I mean, I can't believe, I will not believe hardcore lefties are actually watching Fox News.
No, only the ones who are paid to and then write about it. I don't know. I mean, I think over time, the other news stations have gone so far left. And, on Fox, you have opinion people who are right-wing, but their news segments and Brett Baer is awesome.
I love Brett Baer.
I don't watch TV, but if it's on, I will watch Brett Baer because it's news. He has a variety of different people on to talk about the news from, you know, all aspects. I actually like him. Before that, I liked Britt Hume. So that segment is really good. And there's others that are just, you know, they have the both sides of an issue on. You can't count the opinions like Hannity and Laura Ingraham as the news part. Because everybody has their opinion, you know, editorial type shows or whatever.
Well, that's what we are. We're a commentary/opinion show. This is not a hardcore news show. I'm not a journalist.
No.
I never say I am. And I love people say, you have a responsibility to do nothing. But
I do whatever I want. I do what I want.
In the immortal words of Medea, I'm a grown man. I can do whatever I want to do. You know.
That's right.
Seriously. So, apparently, what's her name? Anna Cabrera, you know, on CNN? This is news to these people. They spent 20 minutes talking about Mayor de Blasio's height and his stature. And because de Blasio...
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious. There was some kind of town hall meeting or some kind of meeting de Blasio went to. He says, look, just vote for the tallest candidate. Because that's the only way we're going to beat Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
Now we're trying everything. We had tried. And then Cabrera went on to know, said, you know what? You know, de Blasio would be the tallest president ever. So now we're in, like, we have to have a black president. We have to have a gay president. We have to have a woman president. We have to have the tallest president. Give me a break.
Wow.
And you people, you know what it is? They can't talk substance. And if you can't talk substance.
No, of course not.
Right?
If they try to talk substance, they're usually doing it with the same type of people as they are, so you get zero substance. You know what I mean? Like, a good discussion and talking about something is when people are talking about it back and forth and actually discussing.
What is actually but something to discuss?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Airheads. Airheads. Total airheads.
Yeah, well... Tell people where they can find you.
Granitecock.com, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
All right, coming up in the next hour, you don't want to go far, because the New York Times editor, well, he didn't kind of do it on live TV, but said that, you know, the paper's just a low-end partisan rag. I really needed him to tell me that, like I didn't know. Joe Mazzini, your host, you've been listening to Real Side, don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Again, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it is you're doing, and come on back.